This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, so even amid serious conversation, there is room for football. Consider it our daily escapism. It's time for the Blitz.
I know you love the NBC music, but this is still my favorite.
No, Mike, I'll tell you the music I've really fallen in love with. The old ESPN primetime music. I'm going to need that at some point again.
Yeah, and that's perfect for the draft stuff we've been doing, so I wanted to switch it up for this new one, which is 2020 NFL Vegas win totals are up after the draft. And I want to get your thoughts on these. So just give me a quick over-under. You're not going to legally bind
Start
you to
Start with
these,
the Lions first. Can you do that for me?
Of
Start
course
with the Lions.
I can. Yeah, they're going to be at the top of the NFL at 13.5. No. The Lions.
6.5?
Lions are at 6.5 right now.
Yeah. Yep. Isn't that sad when you really think about it?
It is.
That's really sad. And what's even sadder is I want to automatically say over, which means it's a dumb bet. Vegas doesn't hand out gifts, but it shows you the job Bob Quinn has done. Bob Quinn is not stacking talent. And in fact, there's a talent drain here the longer he's running this organization. I think that's damning, personally.
And it's another second year in a row now where we're having the discussion. There's a third year. It all blends together of, hey, are people being too tough on the Lions? Six wins, come on, they're better. Once again, Lions.
How many years in a row does Vegas need to be right, though?
Yep. Giants, by the way, at 6.5. The other teams in that range are the Lions.
I would be pleasantly surprised if the Giants went into the last week of the season having a chance at a seventh win. Yeah. I would be pleasantly surprised. That is a god-awful you know what that means? That means Danny Dimes took a huge step forward.
That's the thing. The interesting thing is the team's at 6.5. Cardinals, 6.5. I think that's too low. Both New York teams at 6.5, and the Lions are
Sam Darnold, Danny Dimes. Right, so three first- or second-year quarterbacks, and then Matt Stafford.
Yep.
Yeah, nice roster, guys.
The bottom, by the way, the absolute worst team, Jacksonville, 4.5, then the Bengals
at 5. I'll take the under.
Let's move a little more towards the playoff contending
where's
teams.
David's Steelers? I want to sink my teeth into that.
Yeah, Pittsburgh's at an even 9.
Under.
Under. Yeah, I'm going under. I think we win 8 games.
You'll be lucky. Got to show me Roethlisberger can still stand up.
I know. And a running game.
Right around them, by the way, a couple NFC North teams. Chicago Bears are 8.5.
Problem is, Mike, if the Lions are anywhere near 6-10, it's going to be very tough for the Bears to also be 6-10. You know what I mean? That's going to be a close one. I think they could grind out 8-8 if the offense shows any pulse. If they don't, that defense will quit the way they quit this year.
See, and that's what's interesting about the NFC North in this, that the Vikings and Packers are both at 9. You have 8.5 for the Bears, and you have the Lions, obviously, at 6.5. But yeah, Packers and Vikings both at an even 9 for you, Mike.
Packers, to me, are a 9-7 football team, so I can't play it. If it's an even 9, I can't touch it.
Bills and Patriots tied at 9 as well for the Vegas over-under.
Bills over, Pats under.
Yep.
Lock it up.
Jared's,
can I parlay that?
There you go.
No, I think the Patriot thing, it's like U of M football. It's a brand name. People will bet on it, and then they will once again underachieve. Now, Patriots have overachieved for a long time. But make no mistake, they did not get better. How is that football team going to go and win 9 games this year?
Right.
Dolphins are going to be better. Bills are going to be better. Jets can't be worse. And you didn't do anything to replace Tom Brady.
Somehow Belichick will find a way, right?
Okay, I'll let you put your money on it.
I do want to mention a team that is checking in right now at an even 8. And they're the only team, actually, that has even 8 as their number. And that's the Houston Texans.
Wow. I'll go over. That's franchise 9-7. You know what I mean? I'll go over. I have to. I can't predict 8-8. If Watson's healthy, he'll get him to 9 on his own.
Above them, have to mention David's second favorite team, the Cleveland Browns. And they are checking in at 8.5 wins for Cleveland. Will they be a playoff team or not, basically, is what they're saying at 8.5.
It's going to burn David's soul, but I love what they did with the O-line. They upgraded at head coach. I think they're going to run the ball a lot more. I'm going to go over. I'll give them a 9-7. Well, right, and if I'm going under with the Steelers, I think you got to go over with the Brownies. I think it'll be the Ravens at 12-4, the Browns at 9-7, the Steelers at 8-8, and the Bengals at 5-11. Lock it up.
Yeah, it pains me to say this, but I think you're correct about the Browns. They'll go 9-7. They'll be the second team.
And guess what? They still won't win nothing, David.
They still won't make the playoffs, probably.
No.
All right, let's jump to the teams that are above 9 wins now, including the Gronk and Brady-led Buccaneers, which are checking in at 9.5 for their over-under this year.
I'm gonna go under.
Wow.
I don't believe Gronk will play more than 8 or 9 games. I think Brady takes another step backwards. I think that defense is absolutely morbid. And I don't love the idea of Tom Brady having to win 10 shootouts at the age of 43 or 44 or 67 or however old he is. I think 9-7.
And what about the new nickname for them? Did you hear what Jim Rome said earlier in the show? And then
please tell me.
The Tampa Bay Gronkaneers.
I'm leaving.
Is what people are calling them now.
You have a good show, Mike.
Oh, that is incredible. How about Russell Wilson? He always finds a way to exceed these win totals. Seahawks are also at 9.5.
Over.
Yep, definitely.
I think the Rams blow. I think the Cardinals will be more competitive. Right. Niners are the class of the division. But Russell Wilson, every year he's been a pro, has gotten to 10 wins. There might be one year they went 9-7. He simply gets you to 10 wins. I'll take the over.
Eagles.
Hey, Seattle, we got a deal.
Eagles and also the Andy Dalton-led Cowboys, 9.5 as well for them.
Eagles over, Cowboys under. The loss of Travis Frederick is going to cripple them. I think it's way more important than people realize. The Eagles can't have as many injuries as they had last year. I love Rieger in the first round. I love that they added another weapon in Hurts, even though I don't love the player as a quarterback. I think they're just going to be a 10-6, 11-5 kind of team, man.
Now, to round it out, we have two teams at 10.5 and two teams at 11.5. So 10.5, Niners and Saints.
Over Niners, under Saints. I think the Bucs being better. I think Atlanta being better. I think that hurts the ability for the Saints, who, again, I think Drew Brees is continuing to get worse. I'll go under 10.5, over 10.5 for the Niners.
Yep, so those two NFC teams lead the way at 10.5. And then we have two AFC teams at 11.5.
Ravens and Chiefs.
Yep.
Over for both. That's your 1-2 seed. 12, 13 wins a pop, right? Don't you bet them both over? Worst case, you split?
Yes, I agree with that. They are the best two teams in AFC. 13, 12 wins for either of them. Yep.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.